Welcome to the online home of Providence Christian Church in Cape Coral, Florida. If you would like more information, visit us online at providencecapecoral.com. Now may the Lord bless the preaching and the hearing of His Word.
Text today is from the book of Genesis. And I invite you to stand for a reading of God's Word. And we're going to read chapter 12, verses 10 through 20. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, I know that you're a woman beautiful in appearance, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, that it might go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake. When Abram entered Egypt, Egyptians saw that woman was very beautiful, and when the princes of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And for her sake, he dealt well with Abram, and he had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male servants, female servants, female donkeys, and camels. But the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister and I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go. And Pharaoh gave men orders concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. As God's word, please be seated. There are some bizarre stories in the Bible, and this story is quite odd as well. If it was not in the scripture, none of us would think that Abram, hero of the faith, was able to do such lesson than a heroic action. One of the most remarkable writings of Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard is highly influential treatise titled Fear and Trembling. In this philosophical work, he attempts to understand the biblical story of Abraham when God ordered him to sacrifice his son. And Kierkegaard says, I cannot understand Abraham. I can only admire him. And through this book, he calls him hero, mighty knight of the faith. And one part is even titled Speech in Praise of Abraham. And indeed, we know that Abraham's name is listed in the famous list of faithful men and women in the New Testament. He is indeed a true hero of the faith. But it doesn't mean that he never compromised his conscience, his convictions, or even his faith. About one specific dark time in his spiritual biography we just read in chapter 12. Abram found himself in the stressful circumstances of life, and he snapped. He compromised his moral convictions, and he betrayed his wife. He was unfaithful to his God. One of the lessons that we can take from this text is that stressful events that we all experience in life could push us toward compromise and unfaithfulness to our God. And I want you to remember this principle. Stress in life could push you toward compromise. The stress in life could push you toward compromise. That's what happened to Abram. He encountered unexpected events in his life. As we read in verse 10, there was a famine in the land, and twice this verse repeats the word famine, and we informed that it was a severe famine, it was a disaster, maybe drought brought lack of harvest and caused people to starve and forced Abram to consider evacuation. Maybe there was some other cause, we don't know, but whatever the cause for a famine was, most likely Abram did not expect to find himself in this kind of situation. Just at the beginning of chapter 12, a few verses up, we see a marvelous story of Abram's call. In verse 1 through 3, I'll read those verses for you. God said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you." And God promised to bless Abram in that land. And he said, "I make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." Blessings, blessings, blessings. And now we come to verse 10, and it says, there was a severe famine in the land that God showed him. Who expects famine in the Canaan? Who expects stress in the promised land? Abraham did not expect it. So Abraham decides to move down to Egypt. We don't know if he has ever been there before, but he suspects that his trip could be very, very dangerous. And he's truly afraid for his life. He encountered an unexpected situation, and he was scared. He was trembling. But at this point of his life, he was trembling not before God. He was trembling, he was scared of his uncertain future. And those challenges in life push him toward compromise. Let's look again at verse 11 and 12. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, "I know that you are a woman beautiful in appearance. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me, but they will let you live." And we don't want this scenario to play out. I have a plan. Say you are my sister. It might go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake. Look at his thinking process. I have a pretty wife, and from what we know from the Bible, that was true. And he said, they will kill me because of my pretty wife. But that's hypothetical danger. We don't know that. We don't know that. But Abram is not going to play Russian roulette. He's not going to take his chances. He has a plan. Under any other circumstances, he would never let Sarai go. But now he's scared. Now he's under pressure, and suddenly his wife becomes unimportant to him. Not a very heroic solution to his hypothetical danger. And the principle we're taking from the story, stress in life could push us toward compromise. And especially if the stress comes unexpectedly. Of course, none of us buy the prosperity gospel. But sometimes, maybe even unconsciously, we think that nothing evil should ever touch our lives because we believe in sovereign, mighty, and loving God. It could seem to us that God would never let his children suffer. He would not let his children to become a victim of crime or any other evilness. But in reality, our risk of encountering stressful circumstances in life is the same as for anybody else. Same as it was for Abram in those ancient times. We progressed technologically. We maybe do not starve because of the bad weather, but our iPhones, Teslas, Bitcoins are not capable of eliminating trouble from our lives, are not capable to protect us from stress in life. We don't know what future holds. And it's hard to prepare yourself psychologically for unemployment, for natural disaster, or for sickness. But one of the steps that we could take, we could remember that any stress in life is dangerous because it could push us toward compromise. We need to keep it in mind. We could be tempted to deal with our problems in such a way that would compromise our Christian identity and integrity. There is a considerable risk, and the story of Abram illustrates it clearly. Second principle of this story that I want to drive your attention to is this. To compromise is never wise. It's not a good decision to compromise. It might seem like a good or even the only solution to our problem in the dark moment, but in reality, that's the route we don't want to take. That's a wrong turn. To compromise our integrity is always wrong. It's never wise. even if we convinced that it will provide temporary relief. Even if we get some benefits from this compromise. And that's true. Compromise is sometimes easy way out. It could bring short gains, and it can provide relief. We continue to read our story from verse 14. When Abram entered Egypt, Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful, and she was taken to Pharaoh's house, and for her sake, he dealt well with Abram. And he had a life. Sarah is in the harem of Pharaoh, but Abram enjoying the benefits. But who knows? Most likely he was not enjoying his benefits. It's hard to imagine that he did not care about what happened to his wife and was just happy about successful execution of his rescue plan. It's just hard to imagine. It's impossible to believe that after he betrayed his loved one and after he doubted all God's promises, he was enjoying safety of life. It's impossible to believe. Apostle Paul writes in his letter to Romans concerning compromises. Romans chapter 14. Whoever has doubts and condemned if he eats because eating is not from faith, for whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. He talks about eating sacrificial meat, which is not a sinful act unless someone thinks it's sinful, but eats it anyway. My point is, even in morally irrelevant issues, it's not good if one acts against his conscience. Whatever is not according to faith is sin. And here is Abram. He betrayed his wife. He deceived Pharaoh and a lot of other people. He received financial gain from his scam. But the biggest problem, he disbelieved God and he doubted his promises. To go the way of compromise was a wrong choice. It was not wise. Stress in life could push us toward compromise, but it's never wise to compromise, even if we get benefits from our compromises, and even if we never get disciplined for what we did wrong. The author of Hebrews says, Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. That's a principle, but it does have exceptions. Sometimes God forgives our compromises and chooses not to discipline us, and that's dangerous. Because in that situation, we tempted to repeat again and again whatever we did wrong. And that's exactly what happened to Abraham. Time passed, and he found himself in similar stressful circumstances. And what he did? He betrayed his wife again. When we do not get discipline for our wrongdoings, it's like receiving a warning instead of a ticket. We have a lot more potential in a negative sense to commit same crime. I wonder if God would send plagues not to Pharaoh's house but to Abram. Would he dare to give away his wife again? Probably not. But Abram never got discipline for this incident and neither for next one. It's Pharaoh and the king of Gerar later who got in trouble. And soon we will find why. Let's read the conclusion of this remarkable story. But the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister? So that I took her for my wife. Here is your wife, take her and go. And Pharaoh gave men orders concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. The Lord intervenes and punishes the Pharaoh and his household. Deception of Abram uncovered. And three consecutive questions to Abram drive the emotional highness of the situation. Why, what? Take her and go. And Pharaoh even provides a convoy to make sure that this couple would be escorted out of his land. What did Abram say in his defense? Did he talk to his wife on his way out? Did he try to justify his compromises? We don't know. But we could make a good guess. He felt shame. In this situation, he felt shame. Shame. So far from this story, we gain two essential principles. Stress in life could push us toward compromise. And second principle, compromise is never wise. We're going to feel shame sooner or later, even if we gain, even if we get relief, even if we never get discipline. There's going to be a moment when we will feel shame. But the main lesson that I want you to take is this. God has never compromised, and he will never compromise. God is always staying faithful. He always stays faithful because faithfulness is an essential part of who he is, of his being, of his character. Many places in Scripture praise the faithfulness of God. For instance, in the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, it says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." And Psalm 119 says, "Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations." The message that was conveyed through the story of Abram giving away his wife to save his life for the original audience was a positive one. I mean that Moses, the author of Genesis, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, included the account of Abram's compromise in his narrative. And he did it not just as a negative example or moral lesson to motivate people to be more faithful than even Abram was. He placed this story to show that even great patriarch had compromised his moral ethics a few times, but God remained faithful to him. That's why there was no punishment. And there was no discipline in the story's plot. The story is not a warning, but encouragement to continue to trust God despite your compromises. Continue to strive to be faithful, even if you did something terribly wrong. Our unfaithfulness does not cancel God's faithfulness. Think about it. Moses wrote this book sometimes during 40 years of wandering in the desert. And his people could wonder if there is any hope left. The spiritual credit history of the nation was already compromised many times. They already had golden calf experience. Besides idol worship, they constantly complained against Moses and God when they experienced any kind of difficulties in deserts. And when they came to the border of Canaan, they refused to go and take it because they were scared for their lives. Grumbling, unbelief, fear, disobedience, had a whole package of compromises. And they needed to hear the message of hope. And the story of Abram was designed to resonate with their own experience. They could hear and they could see their own history in this incident. Abram went to Egypt because of famine in the land. Jacob and his sons later went to Egypt because of famine in the land. Pharaoh was putting a redemptive plan of God in jeopardy by taking Abram's wife. And 400 years later, another Pharaoh was putting a redemptive plan of God in jeopardy by killing the male descendants of Abraham. God intervened and punished the first Pharaoh with great plagues. And God intervened again and afflicted another Pharaoh with greater plagues. Abram was forced out of Egypt with all he received from Egyptians, and Israel was forced out of Egypt with all they received from Egyptians. God remained faithful to Abram despite his compromise, and he will remain faithful to his descendants despite their compromises. It was a message of hope. They needed to continue to strive to be faithful despite their compromises and continue to believe God's promises. Exactly the same message about God's faithfulness carries over to us to the contemporary audience. Because we all compromise in one way or another during our Christian journey. And we all know that compromises is never wise. But we still do make those compromises. And God gives us a grace of repentance. And God gives us a grace of regret. And we repent and we regret. But we should never get desperate, because God is staying faithful. Because as the narrative of Abram's compromise resonated with the story of Israel, it also resonates with our own experience. There is a remarkable connection made in the Gospel of Luke. We can find the story of Lord's transfiguration in chapter 9. When Lord was praying, appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. The word departure in original Greek is the word exodus. And this term immediately sends us back and connects to the story of liberation of God's people from slavery. The exodus of Israel from Egypt that was led by Moses foreshadowed the great liberation through the death and resurrection of Christ. Christ led us from slavery of death, sin, and Satan. In Christ, the promises of God to Abraham long ago, they came true. Despite Abraham's compromises, despite compromises of his descendants, despite our own compromises, promises of Christ came true. And I don't want to come across as saying, compromise, okay. It's okay. Go ahead and sin and don't worry about it. God is going to be faithful. No, that's not the message. The message is, pressure in life could push us toward compromise. And we know that. To compromise is never wise. But we still do those compromises. And we repent and we regret. But we should never get desperate. We should continue to strive to exercise our faith in Christ and live for his glory. Danish philosopher Soren Kierkegaard was fascinated by Abraham's faith. And it's true that Abraham is a true hero of the faith, but he did not live a sinless life. He had his share of compromises and unwise decisions. Same with us today. Same with us. And I want to encourage us to remain faithful, even under stress, because our God always remains faithful to his people. Christ is the proof. Christ is the proof. He always remains faithful. Let us look on Christ. Let us admire him. Let us praise Christ, who never compromised and who shed his blood for compromises of Abraham, Israel, and our own compromises. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we're so thankful to you for salvation in Christ Jesus. We're so thankful to you for your faithfulness. It lasts forever.
Thank you for tuning in for today's message. If you would like more information about Providence Christian Church in Cape Coral, Florida, visit us online at providencecapecoral.com.